Good afternoon. This is Mark Cole with Tough Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, August 27th. It's Monday afternoon. The grains closed lower with December corn down a penny and a quarter, November beans down 7 cents, and December wheat down 14 cents. Obviously, the Pro Farmer Tour was bearish for the certainly for the beans, not so much for the corn. We tried to rally off the lows as the president announced a trade deal with Mexico. Keep in mind, this was a preliminary deal. This was not a final deal. There's some talk that the Mexicans won't do a deal unless the Canadians get their own deal. So I don't know what the bottom line is going to be. But considering this is the trade deal from NAFTA, guys have been looking for it. Corn closed down a penny a quarter, beans down 7, wheat down 14. I wouldn't say that was very friendly out here. But it is what it is. The farm package was announced, $1.65 on beans, a penny on corn. I think it's 14 cents on wheat. It may come in two payments, 50% on production, and then perhaps another 50%. They're unclear whether or not you're going to get the other 50% or not. But I think it's, you know, it's certainly the beans will be helped. Farmers raising beans will get a boost here, but there's 125,000 cap on any program, so I'm not really sure how much this is really going to help the American farmers. But for soybean farmers, it's something better than nothing. If you've done some marketing out here, it's a little bit of a windfall. If you haven't done any marketing, then it's going to get you a little bit better shape than you've been in before. The rest of the week, the weather looks fairly benign. We don't see any real problems out here. Crop ratings came in. Corn was down 2%, but you'd expect that this time of year. I think beans were down 1%. So, again, nothing really exciting out here. The weather remains good. If Pro Farmer is right, we could be looking at a soybean carryout at 850 or higher. So I just don't see where this market's going to go without a Chinese agreement. We now have a Mexican agreement. The cattle and hogs rallied sharply, but the beans, corn, and wheat certainly didn't do that. So when it's all said and done, I think we make our lows the first Monday of August, at least a temporary low, and then we'll see if we can bounce from there. But I think the rest of the week, we're going to basically grind lower in the grains. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.